Shalom Aleichem. Our question today when it comes to refuah on Shabbos is what can be done to stop a swelling? Somebody gets a bang, a bump, and it's swelling up. Can anything be done, or is there a problem of medication or quasi-medication doing medical procedures and processes on Shabbos? So we are actually going to give a quick recap of what we've seen in the past. We're going to focus on two categories of cholim. One is somebody who has a michush ba'alma, has a slight ache or pain, an ache or a pain. So that could be our classic headache or sore throat. That's not overwhelming. It's not very significant. It's not putting us into bed. That is a michush ba'alma. On the other hand, more severe is a chola she'ein bo sakana. It's a chola. Somebody who's sick, there's no sakana. There's no life-threatening situation here. But the person is considered a chola. For the first type, for the michush ba'alma, Chazal instituted a decree that medication, taking of medications, applying, taking syrups and the like, all are going to be prohibited because of the concern we may come to grind up herbs to prepare the medication on Shabbos. So that is the gzeir of shchikat semamanim, and refuah is prohibited for a michush ba'alma. On the other hand, when somebody is a chola she'ein bo sakana, either the person is bedridden or should be bedridden, could be bedridden, the person is just feeling terrible in the whole body, it's not a localized ache or pain, that person is permitted to take medication. So based on that background, we're going to talk about stopping a swelling. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows: nosnin kli al gabe ha'ayin the haker, it's permitted to put some sort of vessel on top of one's eye to cool it down, v'hu shiye kli anital b'shabbos, as long as it's a kli that's not muksa. This is now in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chav Ches, Sif Mem Vav. So on that, the Magen Avram comments as follows: V'hu adin, the same applies, just like you can apply a vessel of some sort of kli onto the eye to cool it down. V'hu adin masha osim la Adam shechash bein, of same thing that we do for somebody who has an ache in his eye. Shema kifin also betabas, we put on it a ring of some sort of vessel as well around it. Kedesh lo yitpashet hanefach, in order for the swelling to not continue growing. So we see here, based on this Magen Avraham, that is permitted in somehow to use in a mechanical way, to use some sort of kli in order to stop the swelling from spreading. And continuing in that, the Mishnah Brura brings a chayyadim talking about applying pressure. The Magen Avraham was talking about putting some sort of tabal, a ring, a kli around the eye to help with the swelling. How about applying pressure directly to it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the chayyadim who says the same thing applies. The muta likhok besakin, it is permitted to apply pressure with a knife, not using the sharp side per se, but it means something that is metal, so it's some sort of kli. Chabura kidei shaloi titpasha, to apply it to a bruise, to a bang, to a swelling, so it does not spread. So we see here that pressure can be applied. Now the Shaar HaTzion says, I don't really know the source of this chayyadim, because from Rashi it appears that this should not be done. And then he says, maybe the reason is, it appears that the reason is because this isn't derech lasos dvarei me'ela b'samamanim. This is not the type of thing at all that we use medications for any purpose. Meaning, not talking about Shabbos, during the week we don't apply medication in order to stop a swelling. That's not something that we have medication for, that we would use medication for. V'lachach en ligz or mishum shchikat samamanim. Accordingly, the decree of Chazal that we may come to grind herbs is not applicable for here. And accordingly, when it comes to swelling, we don't have the concern that somebody's going to go and ground herbs. And it would be permitted accordingly. Apparently, maybe even it's just considered a michush ba'alma, ache or pain. Certainly, if it were something that is in the second category, chola, shein bo sakana, it would be permitted. So we don't even have a discussion there. So we have this swelling and would be permitted. Apparently, says the Shaar HaTzion, the basis seems to be that you can apply pressure on it because there's no way that we would do this. We'll be able to deal with this with medication. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa has the following psak. He says as follows: Muta liochos besakin v'chadome al nifichos kedei limnoa hitpashtusa. It's permitted, as we said before, to use a knife to apply pressure to a swelling so it doesn't spread. It's also permitted to wash the arm, the aver, the limb that is swelling up with water. That should be helpful also. You have to be careful, he says, don't apply a compress, a compress, something that's wet. There could be a problem of melaben, like laundering, or maybe that is included in the gzer shchikat sabamanim. However, having said that, if there is a category, if there's a person that has a lot of kev, is in really serious pain, so that the whole body is feeling it, then it would be permitted to put even a wet compress. You have to be careful, don't squeeze it out or anything, but it would be permitted because that is a chol l'shem b'sakana, so we're meiko when it comes to refuah. Now, there's a discussion based on this, how about use of ice when we have a swelling? Is ice permitted? So initially in the first edition of the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, he brought that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was machmir, I'm putting on ice. And then he brings in the new version of the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, that was a change of mind. And he brings that he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Shalmanan Nidbar She'ena Dera Klal, Nasad Bezeh Besamimani, because it became apparent, he clarified, that when you have swellings, it's not at all the way that we would apply medication, and accordingly, mutar shapir gam bekerach would be permitted even to put ice or a matlit rituva, compress, a wet compress, as long as you're careful to not do the prohibition of melab and laundering, then it would be permitted to use the compress as well. So what's interesting here is putting on of ice, applying of ice with the same rationale that we saw in the Shaar HaTzion, permitting pressure, putting pressure on a swelling, the same thing, that concept, that same rationale is applied to using of ice, because this is not something we would use medication for. So accordingly, the gzeira of shchikat samamanim would not be applicable, at least in this situation, and it would be permitted to deal with the swelling, applying pressure, or applying ice to it as well, although the ice is subject to a machlokas. But at least the more recent psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is to permit use of the ice on the swelling on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Have a wonderful day.